Then one of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests, and said, "What are you willing to give me, that I should deliver him to you?" They weighed out for him 30 pieces of silver. From that time he sought opportunity to betray him. Now on the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain person, and tell him, 'The teacher says, my time is near. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.'" The disciples did as Jesus commanded them, and they prepared the Passover. Now when evening had come, he was reclining at the table with the 12. As they were eating, he said, "Truly I tell you that one of you will betray me." And they were greatly distressed, and each one began to ask him, "It is not me, is it, Lord?" He answered, "He who dipped his hand with me in the dish, the same will betray me. The Son of Man goes, even as it is written of him. But woe to that man through whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that man if he had not been born." Judas, who betrayed him, answered, "It is not me, is it, Rabbi?" He said to him, "You said it." As they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks for it, and broke it. He gave to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." He took a cup, gave thanks, and gave to them, saying, "All of you drink it, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. But I tell you that I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on, until the day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom." When they had sung the hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives.